This is The Source. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. I'm going to start this program about water education with moving water. White water, swift water, water in rivers. We all have to be taught how to read water, just like we have to be taught how to read a book or how to swim. Even baby geese have to be taught how to swim upstream. I watched a crew of goslings last week prodded into an eddy by their mom. It was like they didn't believe her, that they wouldn't be swept downstream. She would push them in and they'd cruise up a few yards and get out, and she'd keep doing that until they were out of sight. Some people get really, really good at reading water. My friend Jeff is an expert whitewater kayaker. He's paddled all over the world, and he knows so much about what to do in a river that he teaches other people what to do in a river, which is not an easy thing to do. I was recently trying to tandem kayak with a friend and trying to teach her how to read water at the same time. I found myself saying, "You just feel it. You just feel it." You know, like when my dad was teaching me to drive a stick shift. Not useful at all. So I called Jeff. And I asked him how he does it. Are you there?
I am. I'm Jeff Hasbone, and I'm a swiftwater instructor for the Swiftwater Safety Institute out of Jackson, Wyoming.
Do you remember what it felt like the first time you got into moving water?
Yeah, the very first time I got into moving water, I got in on the side of the river where the water was not moving very much, and I paddled out into the current, and I flipped over and had to pull the skirt on my kayak and swim immediately.
And what did it feel like swimming in that water?
It was very cold. This was in upstate New York, so there was a foot of snow on the ground when I was doing this. That cold was definitely the first thing, and just afraid because I had to get my kayak to shore, I had to get myself to shore, I was moving downshore and bouncing along pretty shallow rocks.
So I'm assuming that you've learned how to deal with situations like that, and you know how to teach other people how to deal with situations like that. So what exactly is the purpose of Swiftwater Rescue, and who are you teaching it to?
So the purpose of Swiftwater Rescue is to give people the set of tools and experiences that they need to be able to help people who are stuck in a swiftwater scenario that they don't want to be in. The sort of most obvious students in the class are search and rescue people or firefighters as well. So firefighters are the ones often called upon in these rescue situations. Those are the professionals that we teach. We also teach Army and Navy and parajumpers, other folks who are sort of professional rescuers. And then I teach every day private kayakers and rafters. I teach raft guides and kayak instructors, and I will also teach people who work on water as a part of their profession, but the water component isn't the main part of their job. So I've taught a class to weed management people in Wyoming.
Weed management, as in like invasive species on the banks?
That's right. Invasive species that they needed to remove. Once you learn how, the easiest way down a river corridor, if the river is big enough, is on the river. And it's just an easy way to carry a lot of gear with you. And if you're taking sprays for noxious weeds and invasive species, then it's a pretty easy way to move that stuff.
So what do people actually learn? Like, what are the skills that you need to either rescue people or rescue yourself from moving water?
Swiftwater rescue is interesting because it's a mixed bag of things. You learn components of vertical rescue, so like what the search and rescue teams in Yosemite would do to extricate climbers from a vertical scenario. You sort of learn that kind of stuff. That's sort of the most technical end of things. That would be like a vertical extraction off of a bridge, down to how to throw a bag full of rope to someone that's in the river. It's probably the simplest skill and maybe the most important. And then another important sort of simple thing is getting people in the water and swimming in the current and understanding how to move around in the river system without the aid of a boat, and just understanding how those currents are moving them, what they're going to do with them, and what they can do.
Is there like a rule number one or like the most important takeaway from a swiftwater rescue class?
Rule number one is that you are the most important person as far as safety goes. And so never to do anything that puts yourself or the rest of your rescue crew in danger. Things change rather quickly in swift water rescues. And so you have to just really be careful that you're never putting yourself in danger. And the worst thing is for a rescue to become an additional victim.
Why do you like teaching swift water rescue?
Oh, I love teaching swift water rescue. Part of it is just being able to teach people about this place I love. I love rivers. I love moving water. And to be able to bring people out there and just show them how it works, show them the inner workings of the river and how you can move around on the river and what you need to do to do that, all encapsulated in a 3-day course, is just a really fun thing to do. One of the most interesting things that I've been told by a lot of my students is I didn't know how much I didn't know. And I think that's a really valuable thing to take away from this, is that from a conversation about a swift water rescue class, is that while we teach firefighters and we teach search and rescue people, we also teach people who have only been boating for a year or so. And everyone has something to learn. And I think a lot of people, the more time you spend on the water, the more likely something is going to happen to someone in your group, whether that's you or the person next to you. And even though you're not a rescue professional, swift water rescue training can be very invaluable, and to you more so than a lot of folks who are rescuers by trade.
My boyfriend in high school was a kayaker, and the first time I got into a river, it's like, you know, I came from California and I swam in the ocean and I, you know, was an expert swimmer in swimming pools, but I just had no idea what moving water would feel like. I was like 17 years old and I was like, oh, I'm a great swimmer. And I jumped in the water and like, by the time, you know, I popped up out of my dive, I was like 500 yards down the river. And it's an interesting sort of baptism to sort of learn how powerful a river is.
There's a reason we get so much energy in this country from moving water. I can't believe how often I'm surprised by jumping in the river and feeling how much power it has over me.
Jeff Hasboon, he's an instructor with the Swift Water Safety Institute and a fellow Pisces.